All right, we're going to start reading here in Romans chapter 8. I'll start reading in verse 14. I'm not going to read all of this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that you suffer, we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Praise God. All right, we're talking on the subject of, just a minute, let me see what we're talking about. Manifesting the sons of God. I had to look it up because we're taking some branches of that and kind of branching off into some different things.